Now on to your comments. Each week we read your letters and listen to your voicemails. We really do like to know what you think. We heard a lot about our coverage of President Bush's speech at the NAACP's convention last Thursday. In spite of being invited every year of his presidency, this was the president's first appearance in front of the historic organization. Gwen Glover of Savannah, Georgia, said she agreed with Nat Ervin. On Friday's roundtable, Nat said the president can't do much for the NAACP as a lame duck with just over 2 years left in office.
I think it's pretty strategic on their part that they waited until now. And Condoleezza sitting there looking like, oh, thank God he finally showed up. It all seemed rather staged, and I feel just as passionate as he does. But I think he should have been there, but it just seems pretty weak for him to show up at this particular point in time.
Meantime, Andre Jones of Beaufort, South Carolina, thought the roundtable gave the president too tough of a time. He accepts an invitation to make a speech, and it's seen as a publicity stunt. If Bush had declined, then there would have been complaints that the president did not accept an invitation to speak. We should thank the president for accepting the invitation, even though he knew the audience would not be partisan to his politics. I'm black, but not a Bush supporter. On another roundtable, we discuss the federal government's move to spend millions to bolster marriage and fatherhood in this country. Anton Kennedy of Chagrin Falls, Ohio, wrote, "Why would you question efforts to pay individuals who would otherwise not be motivated to perform responsibilities that most citizens would do by default? The token economy has been proven to be extremely effective in providing incentives and ultimately habit." J.P. Eastridge of Louisville, Kentucky, says he heard a good idea on Tuesday's roundtable.
In the corporate world, there are a number of floating holidays where the company recognizes some of the national holidays that we no longer widely celebrate so that they can actually take those days and either celebrate that particular holiday or utilize them in other places throughout their year for their own personal reasons. I think that doing that with a potential number of religious holidays is an excellent choice.
Finally, Dennis Gordon of Elizabeth City, North Carolina, heard our segment Monday on Big City's plans to beat the heat. He had this to add. "I would like to bring your attention to two programs that have had a significant impact on the lives of low-income families across the country. The Weatherization Assistance Program funded by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Low-Income Energy Assistance Program from the Department of Health and Human Services. Many of our citizens of the city and rural areas would benefit greatly from them." Thanks, Dennis, for that. You can find out more about the programs on our website at npr.org. And we thank everyone who wrote and called us. We appreciate all of your comments, so please keep them coming. You can call us at 202-408-3330 or email us. Just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. Be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.